I'm Mark Bayshore. Claude Shannon used to ride a unicycle while juggling, but he was no novelty act. Shannon was a world-class engineer and mathematician whose work on digital circuits, essential to the design of modern computers, changed the world. 2016 will mark the 100th anniversary of his birth. Michigan History Magazine contributor Ray Kavanaugh recently profiled the Michigan native, and Peter Worf caught up with Kavanaugh by phone earlier this week. Ray set the scene by recalling Claude Shannon's youth, his dad, and the gift of an Erector set.
He had a father who was, I guess, well into his 50s by the time, you know, Claude was born, so he was kind of emotionally distant to some degree, but he did have enough foresight and, I guess, love for his kid to give him this Erector set.
The toy that has become as much a part of our life as baseball and hot dogs. Erector has exciting appeal for all boys.
That was just the kind of thing, you know, young Claude wanted, really. He just kept on tinkering with that, and it started his, you know, kind of lifelong vocation. When he was, I think, just a high school kid, really, he made a telegraph line out of barbed wire fences that extended from his residence to the residence of a friend who, I guess, presumably, you know, lived in the town of Gaylord, or at least, you know, in the region. And I guess that the telegraph line actually worked. Then he went on from that to actually do it professionally to some degree while he was still in high school. He was fixing radios for local radio stores, for, you know, local electronic stores and stuff like that. He could see, I guess, a complex problem, and then he could try to find a more simple solution to it. And then he had the tinkering down, so he could just tinker around with it until, I guess, he achieved the desired result that he had, you know, the theory in his head, and find a real kind of practical application for it. He designed all sorts of crazy stuff when he was older, you know, frisbees that were rocket powered. He designed trumpets that were flame throwing trumpets. He designed a computer that calculated only in Roman numerals. I mean, this isn't the kind of stuff that you're going to, you know, get rich by, you know, bringing into the market, into the free market or whatever, you know, but he just liked doing it for its own sake.
I'm speaking with Ray Kavanaugh, author of the recent Michigan History Magazine article, Claude Shannon, Father of the Digital Age. And speaking of the digital age, Ray, Shannon went to the University of Michigan, left his native Petoskey and Gaylord to come to the U of M in the early 30s, where he was exposed to this idea of the simple values of zero and one. Can you talk about his experience there?
I don't think he really knew exactly what he wanted to do with his life. But I think in one of his last semesters, he took this kind of obscure class on the algebra of George Boole, a 19th century, you know, kind of like philosopher, logician, and mathematician.
Where the Boolean now, search comes from.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Boole took this thing where he'd apply the number of one to statements that were true. But then if a statement was false, he'd apply the number zero to that. Now, ones and zeros, that's, you know, binary numbers, binary math. And, you know, Shannon took the class, but then later on, when he was working at MIT, after he graduated from UM, he was, you know, working with this computer. I think it was the biggest computer, the most important computer in the world at the time, the differential analyzer. It was, you know, it was the height of technology at that time, but it was also this monstrous, you know, this monster of gears and motors, and it'd take, like, you know, a week or more to set up and solve an equation. And while Shannon's working on this thing, he thinks, you know, good grief, this thing's a beast. Like, it could get a lot more simpler than this, couldn't it? So you can see the idea where instead of using all these gears and motors, he'd take, you know, he'd use electrical circuits. And then he took the Boolean algebra he learned at the University of Michigan in that rather obscure class, and he applied it to electrical switches. You know, and if the circuit's on, you give it a value of 1. If the circuit's off, you give it the value of 0. And these ones and zeros, these binary numbers, that's basically what everything's about, whatever media you're using, whether it's, you know, a simple text document or whether it's like, you know, some huge, you know, movie you've recorded on, put it on YouTube, or, you know, all the gazillions of selfie images that, you know, people, you know, especially younger people keep taking. When you reduce it down, what describes them is just some huge sequence of ones and zeros, circuits that are turned on and off.
Ray Kavanaugh is the writer of the recent Michigan History magazine article called Claude Shannon, Father of the Digital Age. We're talking about this native Michigander and graduate of the University of Michigan. He went on to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Talk about the toy room, this idea of tinkering, always stayed with him. You spoke earlier of some of the kind of crazy inventions that he came up with. One was even a mechanical mouse that would find its way out of a maze. What was happening in his toy room?
All sorts of things were happening in his toy room. This was, I guess, like a man cave for a total genius,
right?
I guess you could say. You know,
yeah.
He would just, I don't know how many men were there, probably just Shannon himself, but he'd shut himself off in this toy room, in this house he bought in the Boston suburb of Winchester, Massachusetts. And he would design all sorts of things. You mentioned the mechanical mouse. I think it's his name. The mouse's name was Theseus. And you know, if you look at it at this point in time, you know, year 2015, you know, it's not going to seem like that extraordinary an invention. But I think it was done around 1950. And in 1950, this mouse that could navigate a maze, this was a pretty extraordinary piece of artificial intelligence. You know. He invented these other goofy contraptions that I mentioned about. He also had this other item that he designed in the toy room. It was this this mechanical finger that was connected to a cable. And I guess in this way, Shannon would summon his wife to come visit him in the toy room, I guess, to check out his newest, you know, invention or whatever. Because when he pulled the cable, the finger would curl wherever, you know, I guess upstairs in the kitchen or the living room or wherever. And then when Shannon's wife saw the curling finger, she knew that it was time to visit him in the toy room.
Hey, there was another invention that you mentioned in your article about a wearable computer that sounded almost like something out of the Martin Scorsese movie Casino. He took it with him to Vegas. What was that all about?
Yeah. I guess he teamed up with another brilliant mathematician. I think his name was Edward Thorpe. And the two of them, they teamed up and they made some trips to Vegas. And I guess they used this wearable computer and they did make some money out of it. You know, you bring up that Casino film and I can only picture, I mean, back in this day, that was probably kind of a risky thing to do. I mean, as soon as you mentioned that film, I think of that poor con man in the back room where they asked him which hand was his dealing hand or something.
I saw you shuffling your checks with your right hand. Can you do it with your left hand?
Oh, I never tried.
So you're a righty?
Yeah.
Ah! 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 They pounded it to atoms with a hammer or something. So yeah,
I think they said cheater's justice.
Cheater's justice.
Oh gosh. Oh, cheater's justice. Oh, all right. And then they offered the other guy, right, the quarter of the $1 million and the hammer, or you could just walk away without the money or the hammer treatment. But yeah, I guess Shannon didn't get caught. I have no idea what they would have done to him if he had. Yeah.
Ray, I'm going to paraphrase the end of your article where you said that many felt that a comparison between Claude Shannon's great genius and Einstein in some ways credited Einstein too much. Shannon's influence was vast, wasn't it?
Yes. you know, from just the very thing of making computers so much more efficient and smaller and, you know, and basically set up the whole modern digital computing era. Well, everything we got. We got, you got your MP3 players, you got, you know, modern computers, your high-def TVs, you know, not to mention the internet, probably a whole lot of other things that I'm either failing to remember off the top of my head or that I'm just not even aware of that just run on the technology that Shannon, you know, made possible.
Ray Kavanaugh recently wrote the Michigan History Magazine article, Claude Shannon, Father of the Digital Age. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Sure, thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Warren.